Lesson 5, Performing Priesthood Ordinances. This lesson is designed to teach us how to perform priesthood ordinances. Introduction. The Lord has told us, "Wherefore, now let every man learn his duty, and to act in the office in which he is appointed, in all diligence." Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 99. Priesthood holders should know how to perform priesthood ordinances and be worthy to have the guidance of the Holy Ghost in performing them. Our ability to bless the lives of others through priesthood blessings is determined by our faithfulness and obedience. Joseph Fielding Smith has stated, "I am sure that we would see more manifestations of the Spirit of God, for instance, in the healing of the sick, if we would live just a little nearer to these fundamental truths of exercising faith in God by performing our duties as members of the church." Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 2, pages 311 and 312. Our effectiveness as priesthood holders can also be enhanced by prayer. Before we perform priesthood ordinances, we should seek the Lord in prayer. Even fasting may sometimes be necessary in special circumstances. See Duties and Blessings of the Priesthood, Part A, Lesson 31, Prayer and Fasting. If we approach the Lord in the spirit of prayer and fasting and live the teachings of our Heavenly Father to the best of our ability, the Spirit will direct us in our priesthood work. What ordinances can we perform? What ordinances can we perform through the priesthood offices we hold? Use the following information to help in the discussion. Deacons. Deacons participate in the sacrament ordinance by passing the sacrament to members of the church. Teachers. Teachers participate in the sacrament ordinance by preparing the sacrament. They also pass the sacrament in the absence of a deacon. Priests. Priests participate in the sacrament ordinance by pronouncing the blessing on the bread and water. They may help prepare and pass the sacrament when needed. If authorized by the bishop or branch president, priests can perform the ordinance of baptism, confer the Aaronic priesthood, and ordain another to an office of the Aaronic priesthood. Melchizedek priesthood holders. Melchizedek priesthood holders may perform all the ordinances of the Aaronic priesthood. In addition, they may bless and name children, confirm members of the church, and bestow the gift of the Holy Ghost, consecrate oil, administer to the sick, dedicate graves, give father's blessings to members of their families, give blessings of comfort and counsel, and confer the Melchizedek priesthood when authorized by the stake or mission president. Elders may ordain others to the office of elder, and high priests may ordain others to the office of high priest. For more complete information about the ordinances performed by the priesthood, see Duties and Blessings of the Priesthood, Part A, Lessons 5, 6, 7, and 9. How ordinances are performed. There are no set words for priesthood ordinances performed outside the temples, with the exception of baptism and administration of the sacrament. But ordinances such as baptism, sacrament, confirmation, conferring the priesthood or blessing and naming a child must be performed in a dignified way and under the direction of one who holds the keys. All ordinances are performed in the name of Jesus Christ and by the authority of his priesthood. See Lesson 3 of this manual. When we perform priesthood ordinances, we should realize we are acting on behalf of the Savior. Select some of the following ordinances, review them in detail, and demonstrate them. Have class members practice performing the ordinances. If a priesthood holder in class is to perform an ordinance in the near future, review that ordinance for his benefit. Note, be sure that Aaronic priesthood holders do not practice ordinances performed by Melchizedek priesthood holders. The following information concerns the basic ordinances of the gospel administered by the priesthood. Blessing and naming of children. Only brethren who hold the Melchizedek priesthood may participate in the ordinance of naming and blessing children. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 70. Worthy fathers who hold the Melchizedek priesthood should be encouraged to bless their own children. When blessing a baby, brethren place their hands under the baby. When blessing an older child, brethren place their hands on the child's head. The person who gives the blessing, 1, addresses Heavenly Father, 2, states that the ordinance is performed by the authority of the Melchizedek priesthood. 3, gives the child a name. 4, adds words of blessing as the Spirit directs. 5, closes in the name of Jesus Christ. Baptism. Baptism can be performed only by a worthy priest or Melchizedek priesthood holder. The priesthood holder, 1, stands in the water with the person to be baptized. 2, for convenience and safety, holds the person's right wrist with his left hand, then places his own left hand wrist in the person's left hand. 3, raises his right arm to the square. 4, states the person's full name and says the baptismal prayer. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verse 73. 5. For convenience, has the person hold his nose with his right hand. Then the priesthood holder places his right hand high on the person's back and immerses the person completely. 6. Helps the person come up out of the water. Each baptism must be witnessed by 2 priests or Melchizedek priesthood holders. They make sure it is performed properly. If the prayer was not stated accurately, it must be repeated and the person must be re-immersed. If part of the body or clothing of the person being baptized was not covered with water, the baptismal prayer must be repeated and the person must be fully immersed. Confirmation and bestowal of the Holy Ghost. Only a Melchizedek priesthood bearer may confirm the new member and bestow the Holy Ghost. He should, 1, lay his hands on the head of the person to be confirmed. 2, call the person by his full name. 3, state the authority, the Melchizedek priesthood, by which the ordinance is performed. 4, confirm the person a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. 5, bestow the Holy Ghost by saying such words as, "Receive the Holy Ghost." 6, add such words of blessing as the Spirit dictates. 7. Close in the name of Jesus Christ. The Sacrament. The sacrament is a very sacred ordinance and is administered under the direction of the priesthood officer presiding in the meeting. A slice of bread should be placed on a clean plate on a small table. Small individual glasses or containers with a small amount of water in them should also be placed on the table. A separate glass should be available for each person present. The bread and water should be covered with a clean white cloth. The bread should be uncovered before it is blessed, and the plate should be covered again as soon as the bread is distributed. The same procedure should be followed for the water. During the sacrament hymn, the priesthood bearer should break the bread into pieces. After the hymn, the priesthood bearer should kneel and offer the blessing on the bread. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verse 77. The bread that has been blessed is then passed to church members. After the bread has been passed, the priesthood bearer should kneel and offer the blessing on the water, substituting the word water for wine. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verse 79. The water that has been blessed is then passed to the church members. The sacrament prayers were revealed by the Lord, and the priesthood leader should make sure that they are spoken accurately. If the priesthood leader must correct an error, he must be careful to avoid causing embarrassment or distracting from the sacredness of the ordinance. The sacrament should be cleared from the table as soon as possible after the close of the meeting. Whatever bread remains may properly be used for food. Priests or Melchizedek priesthood holders can bless the sacrament. Teachers and deacons are not authorized to do so. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verse 58. Deacons, teachers, priests, and Melchizedek priesthood holders may be assigned to pass the sacrament. The personal appearance of all who participate should reflect the sacredness of the ordinance that is being performed. Conferring the priesthood and ordaining to a priesthood office. Ordinations to offices in the Aaronic priesthood are done by or under the direction of the appropriate priesthood leader. Priests may act as voice in ordaining to offices in the Aaronic priesthood when so directed by the priesthood leader. Ordination to an office in the Melchizedek priesthood is done by or under the direction of the stake or mission president. The officiating priesthood bearer should, 1, lay his hands on the individual's head, 2, call the person by his full name, 3, state the authority, Melchizedek priesthood or Aaronic priesthood, by which the ordinance is performed. 4. Confer the Melchizedek priesthood or the Aaronic priesthood, as the case may be, unless it has previously been conferred. 5. Ordain to the specific office in the Melchizedek priesthood or Aaronic priesthood and bestow the rights, powers, and authority pertaining to that office. 6. Add such words of blessing as the Spirit dictates. 7. Close in the name of Jesus Christ. Consecration of oil. Olive oil must be consecrated before it is used to anoint the sick. A good grade of pure olive oil should be secured, and those holding the Melchizedek priesthood should consecrate it for its holy purposes. No other type of oil is to be used. The priesthood bearer should, 1. Hold the open container of olive oil. 2. Address our Heavenly Father as in prayer. 3. State the authority, the Melchizedek priesthood, by which the oil is consecrated. 4. Consecrate the oil, not the oil container, and set it apart for the blessing and anointing of the sick and afflicted. 5. Close in the name of Jesus Christ. Administering to the sick. An administration to a sick person consists of two parts, the anointing and the sealing. The anointing is done by one Melchizedek priesthood holder. He should, 1. Anoint the head of the sick person using a small amount of oil. 2. Place his hands on the head of the sick person and call the person by name. 3. State the authority, the Melchizedek priesthood, by which the ordinance is performed. 4. State that he is anointing with consecrated oil. 5. State that he is acting in the name of Jesus Christ. Generally, two or more Melchizedek priesthood holders seal the anointing. They lay their hands on the head of the sick person, and one of them acts as voice. He, 1. Calls the sick person by name. 2. States the authority, the Melchizedek priesthood, by which the ordinance is performed. 3. Seals and confirms the anointing, which has already taken place. 4. Pronounces a blessing as the Spirit dictates. 5. Closes in the name of Jesus Christ. A person need not be anointed with oil frequently for the same illness. If a priesthood holder is asked to administer several times for the same illness, he usually does not need to anoint with oil after the first time, but he may give a blessing by the laying on of hands and the authority of the priesthood. Dedication of graves. Dedication of graves should be done by a Melchizedek priesthood holder, as designated by the bishop or branch president after consultation with the family. He should, 1. Address our Heavenly Father as in prayer. 2. State the authority, the Melchizedek priesthood, by which the ordinance is performed. 3. Dedicate and consecrate the burial plot as the resting place for the body of the deceased. 4. Pray to the Lord, if appropriate, that this spot of earth may be hallowed and protected until the time appointed for the body to be resurrected and reunited with the Spirit. 5. Request the Lord to comfort the family and make such expressions as the Spirit dictates. 6. Close in the name of Jesus Christ. Father's blessing and blessings of comfort and counsel. Fathers, for their families and others who hold the Melchizedek priesthood, may give blessings of comfort and counsel. Fathers may give their children blessings on special occasions, such as when the children enter military service or leave home to go to school or on missions. A family may record a father's blessing in family records, but it is not preserved for use by the church. A father's blessing is given the same way as any blessing of comfort and counsel. To give a blessing of this kind, the person giving the blessing should, 1. Lay his hands on the head of the person to be blessed. 2. Call the person by his full name. 3. State the authority, the Melchizedek priesthood, by which the blessing is performed. 4. Give such thanks, counsel, exhortation, and promises as the Spirit dictates. 5. Close in the name of Jesus Christ. Have each Melchizedek priesthood holder consecrate some olive oil for himself and for others in the class who may need some in their home. Conclusion. As priesthood holders, we should prepare ourselves for times when we need to perform ordinances. Being ready to perform priesthood ordinances means that we are living the commandments to the best of our ability and that we know how to perform the ordinances. Such preparation will bring blessings both to ourselves and to others. Challenge 1. Study the procedures for performing ordinances. Set a goal to learn one each week. 2. Think of one area in your life in which you can improve your worthiness to perform priesthood ordinances. Resolve to improve your life in that area. Additional scriptures. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 16. Baptism of Jesus. Mark chapter 6, verse 13. Sick anointed with oil. Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. laying hands on the sick. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, elders of church to anoint sick. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 22 through 26, method of baptism. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 11, men to be ordained by those in authority. Also see Moroni chapter 2, verse 2, Holy Ghost bestowed by the laying on of hands. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Review duties and blessings of the priesthood, part A, chapter 4, the priesthood quorum, and chapter 31, prayer and fasting. 2. Obtain several small bottles of pure olive oil, one for each family represented in class. This will enable every home to have a bottle of consecrated oil to be used by Melchizedek priesthood bearers when giving blessings. 3. Check with class members to determine if there are to be any ordinances performed in the near future. Be prepared to review the ordinances thoroughly. 4. Plan to move rapidly through the first section of the lesson in order to spend most of the class time discussing how to perform ordinances. 5. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 5, Performing Priesthood Ordinances.